It's your girl T Saucy from the Blacks in the Corner podcast, and I'm here with.
What's up? I'm Jalen. How you doing?
Hi, it's your girl Tasia. Yeah.
It's Sarai. What's up?
Hi, I'm Kayla.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy Jalen the Alien back here from Mars. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, and together we make the Blacks in the Corner podcast. This is our first podcast. Whoop whoop to that. Just to let you guys know, Blacks in the Corner is a platform used to bring awareness to issues that Black teens experience. And our goal is to showcase the struggles and the achievements within the Black / POC community. So, all right. So let's get right into it, guys. So for this episode, we're going to talk about Black Lives Matter. And I have some questions for you guys. All right, you guys ready?
Period. Yeah.
Always ready.
No, not at all. Oh. Not one bit.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Yeah. Okay, so first question is, guys, why are people afraid of people with different skin colors? Who want to go first?
Go ahead, Jay. Your hand is up. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, you know, I feel like I'm in class right now. I just feel like how the world has made it seem, I pretty much feel like that's why the world made it seem like people with different, certain skin colors are, like, evil, you know? But we're not evil. They are not evil. People are just, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with what Jay said. Living in this world, there's a lot of stereotypes, especially considering the history of Black lives and people of color, and how we have to act a certain way and how they have to avoid us because of things. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely agreeing with everybody else. Like, honestly, you're not born hating people. We're not born to hate each other. So all of that behavior is taught, like, you know, prejudice, discriminatory behavior, that's all taught. So I honestly think it's because of, you know, your parents' fears and stereotypes and thoughts against other races that now is projected on to their kids and passed down and so on and so forth, period.
Piggybacking off what Tasia said, also, like, microaggressions, like, you may not think that's racist, but it is. It may not, you may not think it has a racist connotation, but it does. And everything is taught down from your parents. Your parents has the biggest influence on you in your life. So you're going to follow whatever your parents do. You're going to do whatever your parents are going to do. So it's taught. You don't, you're not born with, like Tasia said, you're not supposed to be born hating people. It's just taught, and it's been taught for over 400 years, which I think is idiotic, but hey, it's America.
I think that, like, people, like, I think everybody just stays in their own bubbles. Like, even when we're in theater and, like, that's majority, like, white, like, what, like, everybody bunches up towards their race. And I think that's just what happens, period, in life, is, like, people go out and they go to their job. What is, like, two Black people at their job, maybe? And they go home and they go back to their white life or their white family or whatever. Or other POCs are afraid of other POCs. So I think it's just a lack of diversity in our everyday life that causes people to be afraid. Because it's, like, people make assumptions and conclusions and just make up things about the unknown, hence why we have things like aliens and all these crazy theories about the universe, period, because we really don't know. So people make up stereotypes because they really don't know Black people. I don't really like watermelon. Where did that stereotype come from? I want to know. It comes from people wanting to make up things about the unknown, period.
Y'all done stole it all. Y'all done said it. Everything. Like, I agree with everything y'all saying. It makes so much sense. Like I said, it's passed down. It's taught over and over. Be afraid of this person. Be afraid of that person. And it's not just in Black Lives Matter community. It's everywhere. Look what happened after 9/11. People were ganging up on the Arab people just because the people that bombed the planes, like, no, people shouldn't be doing that. It should be taught very differently that you shouldn't be afraid of anybody or nothing. Because honestly, just check. Just look. We nice people. Everybody's nice to each other. It's always that select few that they group with everybody else.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Okay. The floor is yours.
Oh, so like, I agree that some people are taught like racism and like everything, but then I also believe that it has something to do with how people influence other people, this type of stuff. Like people would just lie and make all types of stuff up just to make somebody or some people seem a certain type of way. You know what I mean? And I don't really know how to phrase it, but it's like, it's not necessarily being taught that way. It's more like being, can someone help me with the words?
Is like, it like peer pressure? Like you're saying, like, this is something that's coming from their friends?
Part of that. It's more like,
they're being encouraged from their friends to be
but
racist?
It's like, it's something like that.
Like kind of like a need to fit in, something like that.
Yes, that's what it is.
I know what you're talking about. Let me tell you something. I was watching Big Mouth the other day, and you know, there's a black dude on the show. He goes like, you know, he's the only black dude on the show that goes to that middle school, I think. He has this thing called the code switch, and I never realized like I have that. I act so differently around people in like the theater community than I act around black folk because I want to like that. It's like that need to fit in because you're afraid of the people calling you out or like singling you out. Like Tierra said, like they have their own groups, like in the community. Like I want to be part of that. So I act a certain way around white folk than I do around black folk, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like, people tell us and even other black people, we act white. We act white so we don't get killed. Because it's like if we don't act a certain way, we either act white or we act thuggish. There's no in between. We either act white or we act thuggish. There's no in between the spectrum.
And it's not even thuggish or the other. Ghetto. They always relate us to being ghetto or ratchet or something. Like, can I not be smart? Do I have to be white to be smart? Do I have to talk a certain way to be ghetto? Like, can I just not be myself?
And speaking from experience, I remember like when I was in, I think, second or third grade, I was living in Georgia, went to a all black kids. And like coming from Charleston, I was, you know, my grandparents taught me like, you know, speaking complete sentences. Da, 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 da. So when I got there, they were like, oh, do you think you're better than us? Da, 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 da. Like, first of all, girl, we in second grade. Please chill out. I'm playing with the same Barbie dolls that you are. And so then when I moved back to South Carolina for, you know, fourth, fifth, so on and so forth, I came back and everybody's like, you know, because I went to Eagle's Nest and that is a predominantly, back then it was a predominantly white school, and so they were like, oh, we don't want to hang out with you, da, 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 da. So I've experienced both sides of being too white and too black and hood, and it's just like, you know, can I not be like, what's the point, what's the reason behind me being this way, talking this way, acting this way, period.
Conformity. So, hello, my name is Tisasi, and I like to relate everything to slavery. and I just think, like, this is conformity, and this is respectability politics. And these are two terms that all relate back to slavery, because, like, when we first got released and we were, like, free slaves, then we had to, like, act proper and assimilate, which basically means to act white, so that we can get a job and so that we can survive. So now these things, especially since you live in the South, these things have translated to us, you know, trying to like be less ghetto or be less black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'll be at work and I talk like, hi, thank you for choosing Arby's, place your order when you're ready. And I try to hide like my Gullah Geechee accent, but that's us. Like, that's our culture. So, yeah. So I would like to bring up the next point, which is, what's you guys' thoughts on the no justice, no peace slogan?
Okay, well, I guess I'll start that off here. The no justice, no peace slogan, like, it makes sense. Now, personally, I don't agree with, like, the looting and stuff because, well, you shouldn't be stealing, period, because that's a stereotype that Black people have put upon, are put upon. Like kind of, like, don't, you know, like, it just kind of gives us, quote, unquote, a bad name. But for the, like, no justice, no peace, Black people have, Black people and POC have built this country on their backs. So, period. I saw this tweet, which I honestly agree with. We have every right to burn down a country that we built for free. Like, it's not, like, it's, there's no discussion. It's no discussion. People of color, POCs, minorities, I believe people from Asia built the Intercontinental Railroad. Black people have been harvesting crops for white people back in 1800s. It's like
sharecroppers and try to pay us $2. Man, go to,
man. Period. Mm-mm. For what? I can't even get me a juice box for $2.
Right. I see. I understand all that. Like, what you're saying, like, people say, like, no justice, no peace is a bad slogan. Let me tell you something. The best quote I've ever heard, it was violence is the action of the unheard. We're not being heard. They're out there killing us every day. People go missing. People get lynched. It's like the 1950s all over again. It's like, what? And it's just, it's crazy. Like, that's the reason we have no peace. Because people go out and they wake up and choose violence. That's what they say nowadays. They wake up and they choose violence. They go out, they target people, they kill us. And for what? What did we do to you? You took us from our homeland. You stole my ancestors, brought their behinds on the boat over here to work for you. And when we want to rise up because you're doing us wrong, it's our fault, man.
And that it twists up my head, because how did that happen so long ago? Years ago. And it's still a big thing now. Why is it still a big thing now? If y'all haven't seen how it made people act in the day and back in the days, why are you doing it now? Because you're just seriously about to repeat history. And that's what I feel like is going on right now. History is just repeating itself over and over and over and over again. For what? Why, though? Why?
Privilege! It's the privilege. Okay, listen. Let me read my notes real quick. So, look, the definition of peace, like, it's a concept. Let me read it. A concept of societal friendship and harmony in the absence of hostility and violence. That means that peace can only be present if there's a lack of conflict, and that people feel a sense of freedom and, you know, they're not scared and they're not fearing for their lives. The reason why there is still no peace in this country is because you have Black people, Hispanic people, individuals of the LGBTQ+ community who fear for their lives on a daily basis. And people who have this illusion that this country is peaceful and, oh, nothing is wrong, they're privileged. It's privileged individuals who think that way. It's only privileged individuals who think that way. Period.
Say it again for the ones in the back. That's on period.
Period. You already know, like I said, I'm going to relate everything back to slavery, the civil rights movement. And this is from the civil rights movement. No justice, no peace. Like, why? My thing about this, like, Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, is, like, why are we still doing this? Why is history still repeating ourselves? Y'all don't listen. And then the slaves, they were rebelling. So if you don't treat your people right, they're going to rebel.
I also have something to say. Oh, you were still talking?
Oh, I was going to talk.
No, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. And the thing was, like, here, the thing about, even about the movement, the whole time we've been peacefully protesting, you weren't listening. So we decided to get loud. We decided to get loud because that was the only option. And when y'all finally were paying attention to us, to the movement, we decided, you know what? Okay, they're listening. Let's go ahead and go back to peaceful. And y'all completely disregarded it. So we got loud again. Choose one. Listen or don't, because either way, it's going to end bad.
And that's why I was going to say that it's not necessarily us who started the violence. It's the people provoking the violence. We are being calm and peaceful, but when y'all come out here with guns and armor on, we're unarmed. We don't have nothing to protect ourselves. So if y'all about to be over here with guns out pointing at us like, hey, chill out with y'all armor up and everything, what you expect us to do? You expect to just be there and be like, hey, can you please stop? Yes, we'll do that at first. But when you pointing a gun at us, what you expect us to do? No, we're not just about to be there. It's not always us. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not always the protesters or anything. It's usually the people who's provoking it. If y'all about to be out here aiming at us when we unarmed and we don't have nothing but a shirt, pants, shorts, sweaters, jacket on, and y'all over here with a whole bodysuit vest, what is it? Body armor vest? What is it called? Yeah, that. What you expect us to do? Just stand there and be? We're going to be scared. We are going to be scared.
Right. Now, hold up, bro. Listen, I cannot understand this, bro. Like, it's just so stupid. So this is what I don't understand. People can take guns up to a state's capital, riot. White folk can take guns to a state capital. They can storm the building mad because they got to wear a mask. But guess what them police officers was doing? Sitting there looking. But when black people of color, everybody, allies, we rise up and we mad, we angry. Y'all come out with shield, guns, fucking, what's this shit called? What's it called? The dang smoke bombs, all the, like, what? Them rubber bullets. You gonna do that to us, but yet them people can come into your building with actual guns, and you gonna sit here and let them do that? And that's a problem. That's fine, y'all. But when we do it, it's a problem, right? It's a problem. Why is it a problem, huh? Huh? You think we gonna hurt you? If we wanted to hurt you,
Jalen, let's.
They must be think we playing Fortnite, ain't he? Gotta be.
Listen, you can even look in your textbooks anytime. Caucasian white people have tried to rise up and do, take for instance the Revolutionary War, okay, that's glorified because again it's the basic simplified, it's basically people who felt like they were being mistreated and they rose up to get the rights that they deserve. In the textbooks, that's glorified, that's praise, that's, you know, ooh, oh my gosh, da 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 da. So history has taught us that white people will always be the hero and will always be the good guy, which is not true. It's, you can look it up, it's not true. So, you know, it's hot, period. Go ahead, Sarai, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. It's like, it's so glorified. They were fighting for freedom, right? Freedom from Britain. And people of color are fighting from the freedom from oppression. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for the freedom from oppression. But since we're people of color, it doesn't matter.
Period. So stop treating me like I'm some animal, like I'm some monkey, and give me some rights. Civil rights. I'm tired of getting shot by the police. Tired of that being normalized. Let's stop doing that. Can I just be a human? Tired of being that token black girl. Can my gay brother and sister stop getting shot as well? Let's talk about. Y'all not ready for that conversation. Nevertheless,
Coming soon.
But nevertheless, we have an ad, guys. And we have an ad by our sponsor, Anchor. And shout out to Anchor for sponsoring our first episode. Anyways, want to start your own podcast? Join Anchor. Anchor allows you to create a podcast for free. When you publish an episode through Anchor, your podcast will be distributed to all majors platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Start with Anchor today. Shout out to Anchor. anyways, so guys, I have another question for you guys. Do you think that silence is violence?
Yes.
I know how I feel, but I'm gonna let y'all go.
Okay, listen. Silence is violence. If you are saying nothing on the matter, you're letting everything that is happening, you are letting everything that has happened for the past 400 years keep on repeating itself. If you're not going to step up to the plate and use your privilege to for good use, you're not doing anything to help me, to help us. So if you ain't gonna talk, you basically letting everybody being killed, getting killed, which is dumb. Use your privilege for good and literally stop acting like you know everything.
Ableism. You're an ableist, babe. Hate to say it. Like, I mean, look, if you see somebody calling me an N-word and you just go sit there and be like, and then when I ask you, why didn't you stand up for me? You'd be like, oh, well, it's none of my business, but I'm not racist. Well,
if you're not helping me, you're racist.
Period. So this just like, this is going to like take a pivot to a whole nother topic, but I would just like to say real quick that some white people, people that don't have a lot of melanin, y'all don't be friends with black people because we're a liability. And y'all should definitely check yourself about that. Furthermore, what questions would you like to ask a racist? Like if a racist came was like, hey, monkey, ask me some questions.
You do that though. But why you gotta be like that though? But like, can't you like change your ways? This is like 2020. Like it's 2020. Like we passed this 400 years past. Like why you gotta do that?
Why can't you educate yourself? There's history books, there's a library. Why can't you educate yourselves to actually do some research and not be dumb?
Why can't you have a mind for yourself also? Why can't you do things? Why, if you see stuff as being negative in the world, why you got to be negative with them? Why can't you be positive at the same time?
Why you got to be so ignorant? That's what I got to say. Why you got to be ignorant? Why you got to sit here and listen? Matter of fact, the reason people are racist is because what their family taught them. Why can't you deviate from what your family told you, right? I got plenty of friends that don't, like, their parents don't support them because they have different ideas. And why can't you be fine with that? Huh? You are yourself. You have your own thoughts and ideas. Don't let what other people tell you conjure what your thoughts is going on in your head. Stop being racist and live. Live your life. Nobody trying to hurt you, okay? Okay? Dang.
Okay. There's so many questions to ask. But honestly, y'all said it all, to be honest. I just want to reiterate something. It is not my responsibility to teach you anything. It's not my responsibility. That takes so much, like, that's such a mental strain on people to try and educate you on something that you should take responsibility to educate yourself on, because your ancestors did it to us. Your ancestors hung us, lynched us, sold us, whatever you want to put it. Whatever you want to put it as. Baby, it's your responsibility, not mine. That's all I got to say.
I just really want to say, why do y'all want to be oppressed so bad? It's not good. We know. Why? Why you?
Girl,
why
you want to be oppressed? Oh my God! Like, oh my God!
You want to be oppressed so bad, but you don't understand. You have never been in the POC. You ain't never been in our shoes. My brothers, I fear for my brothers every day because they have to walk to work. And since Trump got into office, everybody been letting their racism fly. And when Biden president elect is going to get into office.
Say it again. Come on, say it.
Trump lost. Leave it there. Put a pin in it. Don't ever take it out.
Hallelujah. Say it again.
I had to fear because these crazy white people, the crazy racist white people, love to, you know, say, oh, I'ma get that N-word. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. Bro, I have to fear for my brother's life because they walk to work. That's white privilege. Your white privilege is you don't have to walk outside and worried about getting shot. That is your white privilege. We're not saying that you don't struggle. Every person of race struggles. But your white privilege is that you don't get to walk outside fearing for your life every single day because of how you look. That is your white privilege. So if you don't think that's your white privilege, check yourself, because you need to do some research.
Hallelujah. Say to me.
Literally, your struggle, my fellow privileged people, your struggle is worrying about what you want to have for dinner next. Worry about what you're going to wear tomorrow. Worry about what you're going to do tomorrow. My struggle is, oh my gosh, hopefully this doesn't shoot me. Hopefully I don't die today. Let's hope I don't die. Let's hope I don't get targeted today. Let's hope I don't get hate crime today.
So we're going to continue with some more questions. So what experience of microaggressions have you felt or experienced? Now, you know me, you know I'm Black in South Carolina. It's like two Black people in a room and then the rest is Black people. So there's many microaggressions, but I think microaggressions, I don't know if you guys are gonna agree, but I think microaggressions come from misinformation. Like, a lot of microaggressions that have experienced have been from allies and people wanting to, like, you know, be like, rah, Black people. But it's like, and I think that, yeah, just misinformation. I think that some of these microaggressions are kind of dehumanizing. And yeah.
Yeah, about microaggressions, definitely. Some people, like I say, about white folk, and just people who are educated, like you say, especially on this thing called African American Particular English, most people do not know what that is. And let me tell you, what it is it's how us Black folk talk. Like, it's just our slang and how we say stuff to people, right? So, like you know, we got a chat right here. I'm booling. Like, what white person you know says that? It's usually like a sort of English used by Black folk. And like I say, I code switch, right? I don't use AAV on white people because they don't understand what I'm saying, or they feel like triggered or offset when I say it. Like, it's how you say certain words, especially with AAV. Like, if I come up and I call you, let's say a word that's not going to get us in trouble. Let's say, I'm not going to say it, but the female dog. If I come to you and I call you a female dog, usually I'm being nice. I'm not trying to be mean when I say it, but it depends on how I say it. If I come to you and be like, you female dog, I'm being funny. But I come to you and be like, you female dog, it's like I'm coming at you like I'm targeting you, like I'm mad at you or something. And most people don't know that.
Go ahead. Like I feel like microaggressions are like, like it's kind of violent. Like, you woke up and you chose violence. Like, you at all, because I live in the South, and usually in the South is like a room full of white people and it's two Black people, me and AP Gov. Anyways, so like, I think it's like violent as heck for you to be like, yes girl, and look at me and look at me, or like you whip but you like make eye contact while you whipping with me because I'm like the only Blackie in the room. Like, that's kind of that's violent. That's can we not do that?
It's scary.
It's like I get like AAVE, which is basically how niggas be talking, Black people be talking, like I get, like, for like the Black people to Black people, like AAVE is basically like, that's like us being comfortable. Black people, that's not Black to white people, even other POCs, because y'all get comfortable and want to say the N-word. No.
That's a microaggression. Also,
that's a microaggression. Touching my hair, that's a microaggression.
Mm-hmm. Like, a microaggression.
Mm-hmm. It's giving very much when the class is talking about slavery and they turn and look at you. Or when they're talking about Harriet Tubman and they turn and look at you.
Oh, yes, period.
Like, babe, I wasn't best friends with her. Please.
But also having Black people, like, looking for Black people to, like, educate you and just, like, always questioning, like, what Blackness is and asking for books and websites. Like, being African-American, I'm really a Black American. Like, I'm really disconnected from my African side. And, like, we have to sit and research, like, those sides. And it's like, yeah, why can't you do the same? Like, ain't nobody I had to research this stuff. Ain't nobody hand me a book and was like, here's that be Black. Like, no. So you can do the same. Thank you.
Yeah, because I remember, I tell people all the time, but you're African. Like, they'll call us every other word, but the last resort for them to call us would be Black. That's always their last resort.
Black people, white people, it's okay to say Black people. It's okay.
Yes, it's literally, okay. It's fine. Like, you're not going to offend us. Like, really.
Even, like, honestly, like, you saying African-American to, like, a Trinidadian person, that's offensive. Like, saying African-American, that can be offensive.
Yeah, it's like T said, like, we're disconnected from my roots. Like, to be honest, all I know, like, you know, like, genetics wise is that I'm part Native American. I'm part Cherokee. That's it. That is literally it. My Grammy, I call her my Grammy. My Grammy is literally half Cherokee. That's all I know. And the other me is Black. And a microaggression that I face is that me and this guy, my boy, best friends, like, we've been like this. And we all know who the I talking about. Who I talking about. But yeah, he was like, I made this joke, I was like, you know, you can date me or whatever, like, hey, you know, like, again, I'm a flirty person. I mean, this white boy, we've been friends, we were like, you can date me, and he was like, I don't know, I just can't date Black girls, it's just a mental block.
So that's on that topic
about dating people of different races, right? People ask me all the time, like, why do I like white girls? Jalen, you don't like Black girls. No, it has nothing to do with that. Like, I understand, like, in the way that the person who said it, like, the person I know that what she's talking about, the way he said it, it did seem kind of, you know, bad, because he has a little history of being a little, you know, a little microaggression, a little touched, okay? A little touched. And I think, I'm going to just say for the Black community, to the Black people out there, if somebody that's in the Black community likes someone of another race, that does not automatically mean they do not like Black girls or someone of person of color. That's not how that works. People have preferences. People can have a preference. There's a difference of being, oh, I like this girl, but also being colorist. Difference between colorist and being, oh, I just like this person because I like this person. If you're being colorist, that means you like someone because they're different from a Black girl or someone, a person of color, okay? You know?
Exactly. With colorism is such a... Oh, you wanted to speak, Tasia?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. But I will say, first things first, race is not a preference. It should not be a preference. Skin color, skin tone, it's not a, it's not a preference. Number two, if I decide to date outside of my race, I am not betraying my people. Ooh,
say it again.
Hold on, y'all. Let's not get in a rabbit hole because we're talking about Black Lives Matter.
Oh yeah, coming soon. That conversation for another episode. Coming soon.
So that conversation is for another episode. We have a bunch of topics that we'll be talking about, so we don't have to fit it in all in this one episode. Anyways, so our last and final question is, you know,
Kayla got something she want to say.
Yeah, Kayla got something she...
Oh, sorry. I can't see you,
Kayla. She turned off the camera.
Never mind. Go ahead, T.
All right. Well, our last and final question is, you know, what's, you know, some things that you agree with Black Lives Matter and what's some things that you disagree about and or wish they were different?
I don't know, really. I really don't know. I feel like there's a lot of things that could change and there's a lot of things that shouldn't change. And really, you never know what can happen. So that's my take on that.
So what I gotta say about the Black Lives Matter movement, just certain people, it's not a trend. These are people's lives at stake. Literal lives. It is not a trend just because you want to post about it and do that. It's not a trend. Like, if you're in it, you're in it. If you're not in it, you're not in it. Simple as that. There's no in-between. Oh, I like it because it's popular. This, that, and the third. No. No ma'am. No sir. No they. Anybody. No.
Yes, just to piggyback off that, yes. Black Lives Matter, it's a social, it's like a social movement. Some social movements, I agree with. Some social movements, I don't agree with. And with those social movements that I don't agree with, I don't mention them. I don't talk about them. If you're not really down with and you don't really believe that Black Lives Matter, then you don't have to put that in your bio. You don't have to change your profile picture to black or anything. Like, nobody's forcing you to do these things. Stop making Black Lives Matter movement, like, trendy. Like, stop doing that. And on top of that, y'all be putting Breonna Taylor name on y'all shirts and stuff like that. Stop doing that. So anyways, we need to realize, well, we're black, so we realize that black people are real people. But I've been joking this whole time talking about how white people don't view us as people and how they view us as animals, and I keep saying monkey, blah, blah, blah. But it's not a joke because they're putting our names on t-shirts and selling them and profiting, and they're not even donating that money back to like a trans woman that's struggling or like any other, like the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm pretty sure they have like a donation thing that you could donate there. Y'all don't do any of these things. And yeah, on top of that, I need y'all to stop dating DeMarcus, being like Black Lives Matter, and then turn around and y'all and DeMarcus break up with you and cheat on you, and then you want to take Black Lives Matter out your bio. Because either you with Black Lives Matter or you not with Black Lives Matter.
Say it again.
I need y'all. Back. I need y'all. And on top of that, just to piggy on what I've been saying, is Black Lives Matter? Nobody's saying that white people don't matter. And nobody's saying no. And nobody's saying, I don't want to get racist. But oh my nobody's God. Saying no, listen, that listen, anybody, listen, hold on, listen. Hold on. Ain't nobody saying that only black people matter. Did anybody say only black lives matter? Did anybody say only in front of black? Because I ain't never seen nobody say only in front of black. We're emphasizing that black lives matter because y'all keep forgetting that black lives matter. And obviously, we can see that because y'all keep turning around and flipping Black Lives Matter to All Lives Matter, which is furthering, proving our point that y'all don't view us as like real people. Like, what is wrong with y'all? And that's all I have to say.
Go ahead, Tisha.
Okay. Yes. Oh my gosh. So much I wanted to say from what T was saying. First and foremost, about how people are profiting off of the movement and all that. There was, I don't remember the company, I'm not going to say the company's name, but they were making bracelets with the victims' names of like people who have been, you know, killed from police brutality. And they were making money off of that. And I don't think they were donating it back or anything like that. And also, another thing is that, speaking of donations, it was, because y'all know I'm a K-pop girl, yeah, whatever. But it was so crazy how, like, there were, artists, K-pop artists, donating to organizations that, you know, were supported by Black Lives Matter. And you have a group, BTS, yeah, ooh, they donated a lot of money. None of them are from America. None of them have citizenship in America, but it's like pulling teeth to get people who actually live in the country to support the movement. And so I was just like, wow, like, come on. We got to do better, period.
Y'all know y'all going to hell, right? Y'all going to hell.
Y'all going to hell.
We're not talking about Christianity. We're talking about Christianity in another episode. But y'all's going to hell. Because some of y'all Christians be like, all lives matter. And y'all not fighting for Black Lives Matter.
Listen,
and
I see listen,
y'all, and Jesus Tierra, see y'all, and y'all going to hell. And Tierra, that's all I got to say.
Exactly. As a Christian, if you vote for Trump because it goes with your political beliefs, that doesn't make sense. You're not a Christian. You're not. I'm sorry. I'm a Christian. Trust me. But yeah, on Black Lives Matter, what I would change is like the looting. I feel like the looting shouldn't have happened.
Personally, I mean, but if y'all gave back to the community, that's what I say. Oh, but here, okay, hold on. Let me retract that. Let me retract it. Y'all are acting like Walmart doesn't have enough money to rebuild Walmart. Like, y'all are worrying about a store than other people's lives. Huh? And about the names?
That part.
About the victims' names? And about the victims' names on the shirts? People are profiting. Profiting off of dead people. People who have been shot dead over nothing. Elijah McClain, shot dead over nothing. George Floyd, got kneeled on over nothing. It's like,
and y'all putting him on a t-shirt.
That's what let me tell you the root problem behind all this trending and money stuff is capitalism. But we're not gonna get in that.
That's a whole nother episode, but I want to piggyback off Sarai.
You wanna go first or you want me to go?
Oh, sorry, Jalen. Go ahead.
But like I'm saying, Black Lives Matter as a whole is a great and excellent movement. And people who say that they just don't support it because they think it's like I said before, it's Black Lives, right? You say all lives matter is a response to Black Lives Matter. That's not a response. Like what are you saying? You're saying like, so you're saying all lives are worth more than Black Lives. You're saying that, right? How? Are all lives in danger at this moment, at this point in time? No. The lives that are in danger right now are Black people and people of color in America. That's the problem. That's the problem with your statement. It don't make sense. It's like you're getting to the point, but you're not getting to the point. You get the point that all lives matter, but you don't get the point that our lives matter at this moment in time because we're the ones that are in danger. Just because you're privileged and you live in a nice, rich, white neighborhood doesn't mean I'm a Black kid living in the hood. Every day I can walk outside, someone can be like, ooh, I'm a robber, I'm a shooter, I'm a killer. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen to people like us. That's what's going to happen. And you just gonna say, I don't want to hear it. You're ignorant. I don't even like when I see people who talk say Black Lives Matter as a whole, it's just bad. I'm like, you know what I say to them? Like Tierra say, you're going to hell. When you get to them gates, God gonna look through your files. So you can be like, remember that message you sent to that boy that one? Oh yeah, right to hell. Oh, thank you. But go ahead, Tierra, over there dance.
Tierra trying to play God.
Anyways, man, piggybacking off Sarai, I forgot to say things that I didn't like about the Black Lives Matter movement. Mind you, I support the movement, but she brought up a good point about how we're looting and Walmart got enough money to replace all those things. And what we really need to be doing is stop buying from these places. I wish that all the Black celebrities would get together and make, you know, like a Black grocery store or some stuff in like our community, so we would stop having to shop at Walmart, because it's kind of dumb and tedious to keep looting Walmart and they're gonna keep replacing it, and then y'all be looting Walmart and then turn around and buy from Walmart.
Hold on, wait, listen, let me say, I'm gonna just say from a business standpoint, if that were to happen, it would actually cause more oppression, because let's say we have a Black owned Walmart, right? And let's say, you know, Walmart and just malls and stores are getting shot up a lot these days. A lot. They're getting shot up almost every few months. And that's like, that's a problem in and of itself. But if you create a Black-owned, say, Walmart or something, someone can just go in there and start shooting up people, and then the problem will restart itself. People are mad because we got our own dang store. They're going to go in, they're going to shoot it up. I'm saying racist people, like the KKK, they're crazy. They done kill countless Black people. They can go in, go shoot up a store, say they did it, and they wouldn't care.
Okay, pause. If we're going to do it from a business standpoint, Black people don't really be mentioning that they're Black-owned because they would like to also appeal to white audience, to white people. Therefore, we don't have to singly like mention, hey guys, this is a Black owned. But just like I go to a Black owned hair salon, I know it's Black owned, and they don't have to be like, hey, Blackie owns this. Like, no, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Plus, on top of that, we already supposed to have like them little security the things that be at the door, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Make sure nobody's carrying a gun and stuff. Yeah. So I think that we should build up our own things. But Tasia and Kayla, what do you guys don't like and like about the Black Lives Movement.
And we have 8.5 minutes left. Sorry, we
so 4 minutes each. Go.
Kayla, do you want to go first?
I say 3 minutes each.
You can go.
Okay, well, oh my gosh. What do I not like? I mean, I really, because when it comes to the looting, I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, stuff from these big corporations. I don't care. That's beside the point. Like, I think, okay, this is what I think. So my allies, this is what I don't really support. It's the allies. I love my allies, but when it comes to allies, a lot of the so-called allies, they take it too far. And they do things, they're like, oh yeah, we're doing this for the movement. But when you look at them, it's just like, are you sure this is for the movement? Are you sure you're doing this for you? Because like, there was a certain Caucasian YouTuber who went to go for the movement, but turned around and started looting. And I'm like, okay, so is this for the movement or are you trying to make another YouTube video? Are you trying to, you know, profit from it? Like I said, that's the one thing that I worry about when it comes to allies. Are you actually an ally? Are you trying to profit from this movement? That's the only problem I have. But yeah, go off. Do what you need to do. Because, I mean, I understand the looting. Because a lot of times, we're angry. We're upset. We're, the community is tired. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. So, like, that's why I'm not like, okay, man, you know, upset over the looting. I'm not out there doing it, so, but yeah.
What I liked was that we actually, this year, this is one of the most important times of in Black Lives Matter, because I feel like we actually made a difference, especially with all of over the world, and got other people in other countries to join in too. What I don't like, and oh wait, I also like the fact that in downtown somebody got those horses out of there, because them horses be working like slaves and they don't even care. I understand that the horses were terrified. Obviously, I'd be terrified too, but at the end of the day, y'all boy is free. Go ahead, run. Do what you gotta do.
To freedom!
I guess I didn't like the looting. I was like, y'all, please don't loot, because they already, this is a bad thing. And I think the looting was just gonna like ruin it. But at the end of the day, y'all didn't listen to us when we were peaceful. So I guess you want to listen to us now that we stealing, really. That was, you know, and then people who are using the Black Lives Matter name as a way to gain clout. I don't want to come after nobody, but I'm not gonna put nobody out there, but some TikTok people who like put the little Black Lives Matter wallpaper on their little, as a little profile pic, and then they don't speak on it, they don't say anything, they just continue to do the same thing just to get Black people or people of color on their side.
So going back to what you all were saying about, you know, like celebrities and people, you know, putting the BLM and all that stuff on their like profiles and everything, I don't like it. I mean, I like it, but then I don't like it simply because, like y'all say, I feel like people are just doing it, you know, to follow the trend, try to feel special, you know. But really, if you're not doing it to really tell people about that type of stuff, and you know, to like inform them that is what you stand for, and that's what you want to like people to know, then don't try to follow the trend. You're being a follower. You need to be a leader. Now, one thing your parents should have taught you is to be a leader and not a follower. So, yeah.
Does anybody else have anything else they would like to say before I close the episode?
But yeah, piggyback off of celebrities though, like literally when it comes to, it's so crazy how like a lot of these celebrities started saying, oh yeah, BLM, BLM, because it was getting more and more quote unquote trendy. When like, and this is what I love about the people that I like, you know, support and listen to when it comes to celebrities, they don't put it on a pedestal like, oh yeah, boom, BLM, Black Lives Matter, I donated all this money. They do it behind the scenes, and I think it's so much more commendable to me, because it's like, you don't gotta be all out there showmanship and do all this extra stuff just to get your point across that you support Black Lives Matter.
Period. Yes. So, This was a nice episode. Thank you guys for listening. This is our first episode. We got many more episodes to come. Make sure that you share our podcast, Blacks in the Corner, with some family and some friends so we can make more than $3 an episode. I'm just kidding. But yes, in conclusion, guys, diversify your friend group, but don't bother your friends about, you know, wanting to learn their culture. Let them bring their culture to you. There's not gonna be no justice and peace until we get some justice. Then you're gonna get your peace. So continue to call out your problematic family members and friends and educating them and educating yourself. A Black Lives Matter is not a hate group, it's a civil rights group. And anybody say that only Black Lives Matter.
I'm Jalen. Thank you for watching Blacks in the Corner with these amazing people. And yes, please tune in for our next episode. Also, follow us on our Instagram page that we have, BIDC.underscore. Right?
Yes. Correct.
We get update on what the next episodes are about. Also, we'll be giving out like some information, you know, daily videos, some reminders, stuff to inform you about things. And yeah, you can also follow us on our own too. And if you ever have any questions, we got you. You can DM us or talk to us.
All right. Here, niggas go nig. Peace
niggas
out.
Niggas go nig. I see y'all boys next podcast.
Bye.